Friday was the day of the cross. We call it Good Friday. But from Mary, Jesus' mother, from her viewpoint, good was not a word she would have used. John chapter 19, verses 25 through 27, standing by the cross were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. And when Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." And then he said to his disciple, "Behold your mother." It's a long way from Nazareth to the Bethlehem stable, especially long for a woman in her last days of pregnancy. No doubt she felt every bit of the rough terrain on the 70-mile trip. And then she arrived to find every room occupied. They could only find a cave where animals were kept. It was not the best place to birth the child, but at that point, Mary was not picky. It was warm and dry, and the baby was on the way. What emotions did she feel that night? She was a young girl holding her firstborn. Surely there were tears of joy and wonder as she reflected on the visit from the angel. She was a virgin holding a baby. She felt the little heart beating against her chest and a mysterious wonder beating in her heart. It was a long way from that Bethlehem stable to the cross. Most mothers could not bear watching their son crucified, but Mary couldn't leave. She longed to hold him. She longed to wipe the blood from his beaten face. She longed to give him a drink. She longed to comfort him, but he was beyond her reach. She cried tears of agony. Her son was on a cross. She watched his chest expand as he labored to breathe. She felt a crushing pain in her heart. And finally, mercifully, the end came. It's a long way from heaven to the cross, but there hung God in the flesh, beaten, spit upon, mocked, flogged, stripped, crucified, a kingly crown of thorns mockingly thrust onto his head. But God loved us so much that he sent his only son to go through that awful death in order to pay sin's penalty. But death couldn't keep him there. And now the resurrected Lord brings his cross work to meet you where you are, rich and empty, poor and needy, successful and searching, fallen and struggling to get up. Jesus meets you where you are and carries you all the way to eternity. If you have not trusted in the completed work of Christ, I'd ask that you pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I cannot imagine the pain of the cross, but I know you died there for me. Thank you for paying the penalty for my sin. I'm sorry for them. I seek your forgiveness. I want you to stand clean before me. I trust in you as the risen Savior. Thank you for accepting me as your child, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.